This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1135. Does How We Look Make Us More or Less Lovable? By Allison Carman of AllisonCarman.com. Hello, everybody, and happy November. Happy beginning of the week, maybe. Hopefully you're looking forward to the weekend month ahead. It can be a tough time of year for many, and that's why it's so important to stick with your routines that serve you, one of which is hopefully a daily ORD episode. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino, and I'm so glad you've joined today. This is where I read to you from some of the best relationship content around. And today I've got a great post to share from Allison Carman. So let's get right to it and optimize your life. Does How We Look Make Us More or Less Lovable? By Allison Carman of AllisonCarman.com. I was at a party a few weeks ago, and a 40-year-old woman was talking to me about how she was trying to get back to her 20-year-old body with a new exercise plan. As if it were the most obvious thing in the world, she stated, "I'm just not happy with my body anymore." The minute I heard her say this, I immediately felt compassion. I am in my 40s myself, and I definitely understood this woman's longing for her 20-something figure. But I also understand the level of suffering she was inflicting on herself. I learned a long time ago that there are thoughts that take us right to pain and misery, and "I'm not happy with my body" is one of them. The mystery of when some of us begin rejecting our physical appearance is a complicated one. It might begin in childhood, or with the onslaught of images of men or women from advertising campaigns, or the experience of noticing ourselves or others getting more or less attention because of appearances. For a while, we can manage the need to look good. But as we age, the gap between these images of how we should look and how we actually do look can grow wider. The aging of our bodies brings to the surface one of our biggest internal struggles, that we must be a certain way to be loved. If we choose to reject our bodies, it initiates an unending inner dialogue that we are never good enough, pretty enough, or just enough in general. It creates a fear that we are not lovable as is, and means never having the courage to wear that new bathing suit or pair of shorts, never accepting our aging bodies in fear that we will be ridiculed simply for showing up as we are in that moment. I realized a long time ago that if a thought was creating suffering in my life, I really needed to examine that thought. The thought that our bodies must look a certain way as we age is one of those thoughts. The only peaceful thought any of us can have is that we love our bodies as is in this moment. Does this mean that we won't exercise or use facial creams? Of course not. Does it mean that one day some of us won't get face work? I have no idea. But what I do know is that embracing our bodies in this moment allows us to walk through life in a state of acceptance. We can show up as us, not giving our power away to other people's thoughts of how someone at a certain age should look. If we refuse to reject our physical appearance, we can do our best to love our bodies, the vehicle that allows us to be here each day and function in this world. We all have too much to do to sit around thinking that our bodies are not okay, when in reality, our bodies allow us to experience great joy in our lives. Even though many of us are aware of how horrible rejecting our bodies makes us feel, the roadmap to love and acceptance is not always so easy. Here are some tools that my clients and I have utilized to help honor our bodies and paths in life. I hope it's helpful with your journey of self-love and acceptance of your body, and that you can find greater ease and joy in everyday living. At least once a day, express gratitude for the body that allows you to experience everything that you enjoy in life. If you find yourself getting down about your physical appearance because you are shopping for clothes, going to a party, and don't like what you're wearing, or even seeing an advertisement that makes you feel down about yourself, start the list of gratitude of what your body does for you every day. Feel true appreciation for your legs that allow you to walk, your eyes that allow you to see, and your arms that allow you to express yourself. Keep doing the exercise with different body parts until you feel lighter and gratitude fills your heart. There's a good chance that wherever you are, you'll feel stronger internally and more secure about your physical presence. During a quiet time in the day, examine some of the thoughts that make you feel bad. Thoughts like, "I am fat," "that the other person is better looking than I am," or "look how terrible I look with the wrinkles on my forehead." How would you feel without that thought? Would you still be breathing without that thought? Can you still do all the things that are important to you without that thought? What will change if you let that thought go? Will most of your suffering be gone? Ask yourself these questions. Now, try to examine what is really important in your life. Where do you want your focus to be? What makes you feel good? Without these negative thoughts about your appearance, you might feel light and joyous. The more you create awareness about these thoughts that come and go, the more they become less meaningful to you. What is really important will start to take center stage. Try to take some long, deep breaths when your mind starts having all these negative thoughts about your physical appearance. Our thoughts and emotions often control the way that we breathe, and the way we breathe often affects how we think. Try to slow it all down with your breath and equally distribute your energy throughout your body. Your mind will calm down a bit, and you will be more likely to remember the two previous exercises, especially gratitude for what your body does for you every day. Isn't suffering less and accepting ourselves the ultimate in self-improvement? Maybe. We are perfect just the way we are. Now, that's a thought that feels good no matter what our age. You just listened to the post titled, "Does How We Look Make Us More or Less Lovable?" by Allison Carmen of AllisonCarmen.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. And thank you to Allison. Really important post today for everyone, I think. Whether or not you struggle with body image, we do all have a habit of creating suffering in our lives sometimes, as she put it. The problem is we don't often realize it, however. These patterns and behaviors we create to look after ourselves the best way we see fit can become so normalized that we start to consider them normal or natural parts of who we are. Regular subtle body shaming may just seem like a general thing that we all do, but that's not necessarily true. So if you do feel, not even suffering, but ongoing adjustments you're making towards something, take some time to think critically about it and reflect on how much more space there is for allowance and how you'd feel about that part of your life if all of your efforts to improve it could not be upheld. You might be surprised at what you find. So that'll do it for today, everyone. Thanks again to Allison and thanks to all of you for being here. I appreciate you staying till the end and showing up every day. And we will keep the trend going tomorrow, so be sure to come on back for that one in the Tuesday show, where your optimal life awaits.